studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. You fucking Indian chiefs better stay out of my immediate space. I'm going to do more than smirk, I'll tell you that. I don't have to be Abu Geronimo to get some kind of special around here. I'll tell you that. You know Abu Geronimo? He's a hilarious new comedian. Half Indian, half Indian. Oh! No. We start off tonight with hot lesbian action.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Right, in court, a federal judge this week ruled against a lesbian couple in their lawsuit against a retirement home in Missouri. And, oh my gosh, there they are.
Wow.
Hot!
Yes.
She's disfigured from... Too much monkey business. 68-year-old Bev Nance and 72-year-old Mary Walsh were married a decade ago in Massachusetts. There they are. They've been in a committed relationship for roughly 40 years. Boy, that is just...
Terrible.
It's almost too hot for this show. You're talking about a couple? They're just old. Look at those ladies. I'm pretty sure it's not right to have a lesbian relationship with your twin. I mean, what the fuck?
Some say that's the most natural.
Yeah. They have... Am I looking in a mirror or am I in love?
Somebody was like, go fuck yourself. And they're like, nah.
Not a bad idea. Say, how do you feel about red for our next hair color? But the home, the home there, the old folks home. But they're trying to get into an old folks home. They got a couple old lesbos. They say, you know what? Let's get into a retirement home and share our declining, waning years together.
Okay.
The home rejected their application to live in their retirement home because their marriage is not understood in the Bible.
Okay.
And, there actually is something
is.
To back that up. Yeah, it says, I say unto you, those first upon the earth were Adam and Eve. Lo, they were not Beverly and Mary.
Ah, I remember that from the Bible.
It's Adam and Eve.
Not Adam
and Eve. Not Beverly and Mary.
The word of the Lord.
That's right. So saith.
So saith. So saith.
Someone. I don't know. It's not attributed to anybody there, but I guess Corinthian.
Corinthians. It's one of the Corinthians.
Yeah.
Well, it's first the first one,
right?
Which is New Testament shit.
Yeah.
And you know how the New Testament is very anti-gay. Very. That's where all that homo. And then like they try to interpret the other way, but the couple sued, alleging discrimination on the basis of sex. They thought it was their sex that they had a problem with.
The judge
ruled that sexual orientation rather than sex lies at the heart of the plaintiff's claims. Sexual orientation rather than sex lies at the heart of the plaintiff's claims. Well, see, it's not because you're women, stupid. It's because you're lesbians.
Right.
And, what do they think, that this retirement home just like...
Male only?
Yeah, bring your Pete and Perry pole smoker, smoking pole by the pool. They think they're rolling out the red carpet for elderly fudge packers? No.
No.
There's a lot of legal stuff I don't understand here, but if some case called Horton versus Midwest Geriatric Management is overturned, it would become illegal to discriminate against homosexual faggots and hooter-lapping grannies in all states in the Eighth Circuit.
Mm.
The states include North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Arkansas. That is 12 disappointed homos. And, of course, the gay said, we're still not moving there. Hold on a second. Before we do this next thing, maybe we should talk about Blue Chews. Blue Chews? Right after we talk about... Blue Chew. Oh, I got this read down pat. I don't need this shit. By the way, Too Woke to Fuck, new episode is up. You can get it at crimereport.nyc, or you can get it where you've subscribed to it on iTunes, I'm sure. And you need some Blue Chew to get your dick hard while you're listening to this podcast, because it is a liberal perspective deal. BlueChew.com. Go to BlueChew.com. And what you do is, like, if you don't have to have, like, a problem with your dick. No one wants to say they have a problem. And here's the other thing. Let me ask you a question, Thomas. How many dicks do you have?
I only have one.
You have one?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
You guys got one? I got one dick. Drew?
One's had two, one. But back to one.
Yeah.
One dick, Pete?
One dick, yep.
Hawk? Treat that one dick right.
Got to take care
of it. Do something good for the dick. If you got one lady, You get it hard with this stuff because it gets hard much faster. It's a chewable thing. Mm-hmm. And you could take a pill. Who knows how long it's going to take to kick in? I can't rely on that. You want to be as horny as the horniest you've ever been. Imagine, you want to be able to fuck those girls.
Yeah. No problem.
Be like, I can't resist fucking those hot, redheaded sluts. I'll teach them to like dick. You want to get hard, and you want to get hard reasonably fast. I mean, get hard. Get harder. Go from hard to harder. Mm-hmm. And go from harder to hardest. And you'll have something you can hang a coat on. I'm talking about Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com. I've had a couple of people send me their, they showed me, hey, we ordered this stuff. And they absolutely are so satisfied with it. I mean, I can't emphasize enough how much I need you to buy bluechew.com. Go to bluechew.com, and when you buy, you get it free. It's buying, I say, but you get it free. They bring it to your house. There's no in-store doctor thing. So here's where all the savings comes in. You don't got to go to the doctor. You don't have to go visit a doctor in an office. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. Pharmacies get paid. Dwayne Reed gets his fucking cut. And then you also have it delivered to your door. It's super convenient. Faster. Dick harder. Faster. Delivered to your door for free. BlueChew.com. /TCR. That's BLUECHEW.com. And then you're going to go /TCR. TCR. That stands for the crime report. The crime report. They put the in there. TCR. Thank you for doing that. I'm not going to shut up until you do. Well, now we better check the danger level, I think.
Oh.
We better check it. Yeah. There's I feel I sense danger. Maybe in the room.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What a
that's danger?
That's okay. There it is.
Let's go full screen on the danger level, because
okay.
So dangerous.
What are they doing?
Oh no.
This must be why they didn't get into the retirement home. Look at them sharing a turd. It's like Lady and the Tramp.
Except with a turd.
Two old gals, one cup. Oh my, oh my.
That's
I do not want to see that.
No, nobody wants to see that.
I don't think I do. Boy, it's just slopped all over her head. Yeah.
They were having fun, boy. Things got a little out of control.
They did. Let's do some local news in one moment, and later on, we've got some other interesting shit. I have the story about some guy. He runs a submarine. He's a commander on a submarine. 10 hookers.
Wow.
Fired.
Wow.
Thanks. He was on we'll talk about that.
An American submarine?
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
And it just happened. Wow. Maybe some vagina mouths if you're good. Hey. And a dog took a shit in a courtroom.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. In the meantime, Douglas Nelson of Radio Misfits produces cartoons galore.
He does.
Very talented guy, always producing. And he has this, which explains what the rules are. Because a lot of times, liberal people, you're talking to, you don't know what the rules are.
No. And they're always changing. They change them all the time, too.
They change. They shift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to always work to adapt. I'd like to see an instructional cartoon.
Okay.
Let's see the little.
Where is there a cartoon?
Oh.
Remember the Douglas Nelson thing I referred to?
Yeah.
The rules?
My bad.
That's, I tried to give, a nice, long, sort of, exaggerated setup. Because,
I'm literally what the hell is he talking about?
Sorry about that non-cue there.
A little bit more explicit with the cues, I guess.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, here it comes.
And now it's time for the rules.
Religion is controversial, as it is one of the most offensive entities of our global community. But there are exceptions. Christianity is the worst offender, with Judaism, sadly, following their example. Just check out Palestine, folks. You'll get it. So terms and traditions of these faiths are triggering and should be avoided.
Hallelujah! Shalom!
However, any aversion to Islamic terms and traditions would be offensive.
Allahu Akbar!
Islam is the faith of the third world, which is to be seen as oppressed by Western Christian imperialism. So any transgressions must be seen as the growing pains of a developing and recovering culture. Conclusion? Those of the Judeo-Christian bit should keep their faith to themselves, preferably for only 1 hour a week at some designated place, and pretend to be atheist for the rest of the week. Islam should be celebrated for its cultural underdog status and treated with the utmost empathy.
Ho ho, suckers!
These are the rules. I do not make the rules, but like you, I am forced to live under them.
Oh, I don't like those rules at all. No. I don't like that. No. I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I believe in Corinthians, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that I ought to be having to watch these thousands of guys like, oh, you know, in the middle street. Mm. Why do they do that?
It's Mecca something. They have Mecca, and they have to...
Mecca, Lecca, hi, Mecca.
Yeah, exactly. It's...
You know, we should all do is like a large-scale Easter egg hunt or something. You know,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, bother them and chant while we do it. Yeah.
Like, we want eggs. Rules.
But, like, we'd have to do it, like, 3 times a day and, like, cut off traffic for it.
Yeah. Right. Every day is Easter.
And we have to throw gays off roofs and have to, beat our women.
I mean, you can get into that.
Play some trampolines around all the buildings. You know what I mean? Try to help the gays in any way we can. Against them, I mean, you know, there's a hierarchy.
Right.
Right. There
I
is.
I mean, if there's, you get a large enough number of people or a small enough people, there's like people you're going to hate. You know what I mean?
There's no hierarchy.
No. There's no higher. There's no higher.
Like hierarchy.
Christ. How you doing, Ryan? How you doing, ex-exterminator?
Oh.
Great, Pat. How are you?
I'm all right.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
We both have something in common. We were on Cooking with Comics.
Yes, Cooking with Comics, which you can see over on the YouTube station.
Yeah, the YouTube station.
Hey, well, I need to get that YouTube one of these days.
We get the tightest shot of Larry as possible. Can we zoom
Larry
in on him?
Larry Izzo.
Full...
What are you, Bobo, directing the fucking cameras? Some real Bobo shit.
You got a groin shot there, Larry.
That is an amazing camera we have now. Happy Martin Luther King Day. It's a big Italian cock. There he is, who does Cooking with Comics. Did you do an episode today, Larry?
No, we're actually doing one Friday with Talia Reese.
Talia Reese, the attorney we've had on here a number of times. And she's very funny. You'll have a good time. What is she making?
I have no idea yet.
Okay.
Nobody lets me know until the
last. Why did you always want to know mine like 3 weeks out with the recipe?
Because it was, I don't know.
She's a lady. She'll cook something.
She'll cook something.
It's no big deal.
In the kitchen.
That's a Larry Izzo impression.
Catch me outside. How about that? Thank you, Larry.
So Talia, she didn't tell you anything?
She didn't tell me
anything. Oh. Everybody wants to get into the act.
Oh.
All right, then. So we've covered a lot of ground here, Ryan. We talked about some lesbians.
You missed the lesbians.
Lesbians who are being kept out of a retirement home by their gayness.
Mm. Gee. They don't want any lesbianism happening in
there. They don't want them quietly munching each other's boxes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you just hear...
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know.
How do you keep it down in there? It's like slurping. It's a mild slurping.
Everybody's lost their hearing at that point anyway.
Right.
It gives the nurses something to... I mean, there's poo-poo happening there.
Poo-poo.
Tons of poo-poo. Tons of poo-poo.
We covered that.
Poo-poo like you've never seen.
You know what?
All made out of poo-poo.
You know what I forgot to mention on the past episode of Trump? So when he got that big thing of McDonald's.
I call it back from 4 days ago. Good idea.
It's worth it. He does the conference with all the players and the thing, and he's sitting there at the podium. He's like, so I could have got you some salads, stuff like that. And he's talking about the food.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. He said he offered to have his wife come and toss all their salads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why they thought it was so sexist.
They were like, fuck the burgers, bro. What's my talent?
I either get a burger or, like, your wife will toss my salad.
I want the first rim job. So he says he's talking about the burgers. Like, have they started yet? Have they started eating, devouring, having? That's what he says.
Eating, devouring, having?
Yeah. Just comma, comma, comma. Have they started eating, devouring, having?
Many, many French fries.
Many French fries.
I wonder what that's like. Sloppy seconds from the first lady. not too sloppy. She's a fine piece of trim.
Certainly is.
Yes. Now, we have local news. A man and a woman who stayed at a Hell's Kitchen hotel. They left a note for the housekeeper, along with a cash tip.
Yeah.
And killed themselves in their room. Wonder what the note said. Dear housekeeper, we'll be checking out a little early.
No.
Why do we believe that?
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Right, there they are.
Yeah. Don't look behind the curtain. We're dead. This is for you.
That's what the note said. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't look behind the curtain. We're dead. This is for you.
Right. And it was like $100.
It was $100.
Yeah, they left them like $150 or $100.
Oh, that's funny. I think this says, it says some $20 bills.
Several 20s, I think, yeah.
So that would be, some 20s. And that's a good tip.
It is a good tip for not finding dead bodies. They even got a warning. Don't look.
The cleaner for Yotel New York ignored the message and discovered them dead. I would have to look.
Yeah. You'd have to. It's like
He told me not to look.
Yeah, was the note in Spanish? Like, could they understand
it? Maybe the note needed to be in Spanish.
Right. She didn't understand what it meant.
What a weird suicide note to the housekeeper. Very specific.
Right. Yeah. This is only, she find this.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's like, goodbye, cruel world. You're talking the whole world.
Right.
Just the lady who's going to come and make the bed.
Sorry.
That's as far as we go. They're so avant-garde is what they are.
I remember when the hotel room before and they were doing the give peace a chance thing.
Oh yeah, that was much better I think bit than the hanging themselves thing.
The Yotel? Oh, they were doing give peace a chance?
Yeah. No,
it's a
John and Yoko thing.
All right, right. You're facing the thing. Yeah,
I mean, he does look like every white guy who would date an Asian woman.
Yeah. And
which is every white guy.
And she looks, very much like someone who will kind of help engineer his death in some way. That evil cat.
The cat is what does it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, she's like a fucking Bond villain.
Well, their friends said that they weren't surprised at all, that they absolutely expected them
some
to kill
friends
themselves.
Some friends come and didn't do
isn't that
shit.
That's funny to hear, right? Yeah. Usually it's like, we're shocked.
No, we knew
shocked.
It.
Shocked.
These people are like, oh, fucking, yeah. Yeah. They do it. Of course. They should.
They should.
They are they didn't hang themselves according to this. It says they Thursday.
Oh, nitrous.
Yeah, they used nitrous. Thank you.
Wow.
In bed with a large single clear plastic bag over their heads, over both their heads, in an 18th floor, 10th Avenue building.
Hmm. Yeah, the Yotel.
Nitrous. You're gonna
kill them dead at 7 p.m. on the 10th floor of an 18 room. Whatever. That's what happened. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way. The exit bag.
Right.
You can also do it with helium. Helium will kill you.
Yeah, helium
your
will
last
kill
few
you.
Minutes will be very comical. you're gonna risk like laughter is the best medicine yourself back to health.
I'll never forget you. We've lived a great life, haven't we?
Wedged into the bag, two plastic tubes connected to a pair of red canisters. That's where the nitrous was. Nitrous is like a really pleasurable thing, too.
I guess they had fun on their
it's
way
like,
out.
What do you call it? You've done some whippets, right, Drew?
More than I can count or anybody in this room could probably count.
Bro, gosh.
And
you can probably all count to like infinity. I know how numbers work.
I've probably done that much.
That's how many I've done.
We don't do it by the balloon. We do it by the tank.
Oh, sure. Damn. That's called the Nitrous Mafia. Outside of every, like, Fish concert or whatever the fuck, or Humphreys McGee's, and I saw this after my first Humphreys McGee's concert, they have this van that pulls up, and they have nitrous tanks, and they're just fucking giving balloons out.
Just give them away?
You pay money, but...
Oh, right.
It's like, and then you just see balloons all over the place. It's fucking
they're entrepreneurs.
Yes.
That's weird. You got a business, you can only do it in one place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's still illegal.
Yeah.
As highly...
The cops are always paid off, so it's like they're standing like a block away just watching usually.
Oh, how do you pay off cops for...
That's so much money. They make so much money. It's
really?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. $5 a balloon?
And then it's, like 10,000 people doing like five balloons each.
I don't think the cops are actually taking money, though. Yeah. I think they're just like, fuck these guys.
Exactly. That's what I think.
I don't want to get in the middle of all these fucking hippies.
Right. Yeah.
Stinks over there. I can pass the emotion stick.
And choke on nitrous if you want.
Toss a hacky sack at me.
The emotion stick?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What is that?
That's my dick.
Oh, shit.
Here's right by
there it is.
MSG after a fish show. I mean, that's after
it
already
happened. Look how orderly it is.
Look at these people.
That's right on 8th Avenue.
Yeah, I participated in that. That was
fun. Takes you right back to 1982. One of these days a real rain will come. Hey, how about, let's see, what was the next? Oh, we have a phone call here, looks like. Let's take this call.
Hell, just.
It's like, hello there, is that White Knight?
This is the White Knight, warrior of social justice.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. We always have so much to talk about. How are you, White Knight?
Absolutely, Pat. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so what's sticking in your craw?
Well, I'm sure you're aware of the controversy with Gillette, right?
Yes. Oh, the best a man can get.
Absolute best a man can
queer.
Get. How about the best a trans can get?
Yeah,
or
why
the
is
best
that?
A clam can get, Pat. I mean, come
best,
on.
The best the clan can get.
I can see it now.
Yeah. I mean, really, the clan has already peaked. We know that. So this isn't the best the clan can get. But I think it might be the best that trans can get.
Possibly. You need to trim if you're going to be a good trans, Pat.
Oh, well, I always trim just to have the illusion of a little extra length.
There you go. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, really?
I showed into a real hammer.
But
Pat, it made me wonder, you know, if other traditionally masculine companies would do the same as Gillette.
Oh, really?
You know, admit that they're masculine and toxic and then move on. I mean, me and some of my associates, we decided to go out and venture into the wild, Pat. Confront some of these companies on their own grounds.
Oh, yeah. You got to put pressure on them.
Yes, to see if they possibly change or even become woke, Pat. It's a possibility.
Oh, wow. It's, I mean, that we can all dream, right? We all want them to be as woke as possible. Look at that. Oh, we have an excellent image of you. And so, White Knight, tell me, which companies did you go to? What kind of practices did you try in your protesting?
That's a very good question, Pat. Well, first we went to Boulder, Colorado, to meet with Spyderco Knives. Have you ever heard of them, Pat?
I have. I actually own a Spyderco knife given to me by a good friend, and I tell you, I carry it all the time, and I trust it. A trusted name in knives. What were you trying to say to Spyderco?
Absolutely, and we wanted to change maybe their perspective. So we went there, we barged into the facility. We said, hey, your knives represent toxic masculinity. They're dangerous. They could kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
At first they laughed at us, but I was assured that they're addressing the issue.
Oh, good, good. Well,
in
that's
fact, they're working on a line of tactical butter knives for brie and cheeses. I thought finally a knife I could use.
Hey, man,
then we went to Eagle Pass, Texas, to visit Mossberg Firearms, the shotgun company.
Oh, great, excellent, company. Excellent.
Again, we barged into the workshop and said, "Guns are bad. Your guns kill babies." We were laughed at once again, but to my surprise, I discovered that Mossberg was to abandon firearm manufacturing and move into firework production.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a good idea to me.
No
Absolutely.
More guns.
Absolutely. It's a natural transition. They even gave us a special pineapple-looking firework to take home. Just hold it in your hand, pull the pin, and point it at the sky.
Mm.
It's brilliant.
Did it work?
I haven't tried it out, but I can't wait. I hear that's quite the explosive result.
Oh! Hey, that's great. Well, you see, rule of three, you must have one more.
I don't, Pat, unfortunately. But what I've seen so far from these companies, they're more than willing to change their evil ways and come to the woke side, you know?
I couldn't agree more. It's about time that all these big corporations, if they're going to tell everybody else how to act, they should act like fags, too.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat.
Sell to the people you've made.
Where we should go next? We were thinking about the UFC, possibly getting them into interpretive dance.
Ah, I mean, now...
That's a good idea.
I guess so. I mean, like, really, getting the UFC into interpretive dance is about, like, getting your comedy fans into Hannah Gadsby.
Yes,
it's roughly the same.
I agree 100%.
Leap. All right. Well, listen, White Knight. I know you're a big fan of Too Woke to F, right? I mean, like,
absolutely, Pat. I don't miss an episode.
Yeah, we talked all about this Gillette ad on there. We listened to it. We're going step by step. We talk about everything that happens in it, you know. It's nice of the black men to teach the white men how to act in public around the ladies. You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Pat. They are the litmus test for how we should act.
Yes. At all times. Well, thanks so much for the call, White Knight. Have a good MLK Day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend Day, Jr.
Yes, I'm celebrating by listening to the Nasty Boys, Pat. I love them.
We all. New Life Crew.
Excellent.
All right, Pat. Have a good one. Yeah. Good talking to you.
Take it easy. Thanks, White Knight. Well, we had a very genial conversation. Yeah, congenial conversation.
Good. That was better than usual.
Guy's such a fucking
super libby.
What a fucking
fruitcake. He toes the line.
Let's see. I have to mention these. This is within that suicide story. Before we move on, here was neighbors of the woman who took her life were stunned. They were stunned by the neighbors. They didn't know any better. Wow. Oh my goodness. Said Carmen Artsy.
Did they have to put a description?
Carmen Artsy, 60.
Okay.
Woman was married. Noted the woman was married and recently moved. Relationship between the two was not immediately clear. Double suicide reminiscent of, a 2013 case of the Park Slope couple hosted a self-help radio show.
Ha! Oh, right.
They did the same fucking thing.
Really?
So, yeah. So helium bags, yeah. We covered that on New York City Crime Report back in 2013. You know who did the voices on that? I forget the guy's name, but he's pretty popular. And Christina Hutchinson. From from those girls that, what is it, the Dicks We Sucked or something?
Yeah, the Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked, right.
Yeah. We Sucked. Dicks spin-off.
That should be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys We Didn't Fuck But Sucked.
Right.
Yeah. Bigger book. So it'll be a much bigger book.
My wife, she has all these stories, like, she's like, I sucked his dick for like 2 seconds. I'm like...
That sucks.
2 seconds? You would have a trail of angry men, you know? 2 second dick sucker. I'd fucking tease you. Okay.
Well, I've had my dick sucked for 2 seconds before.
And before she woke up.
I was by yourself, right? It's about
you can only reach for that long.
Yeah. Let's do before we degenerate into sucking each other's dicks and our own dicks, and we have a video that should be. I don't know. Momentarily, maybe we could play it. It's not anything special. It's on the list. The list.
It's a series.
We had a blue sky thing. A blue sky event.
Blue Chew?
I have it. I just want to hear you keep talking.
Thomas, yes. Isn't that blue sky thing?
Yeah, the blue sky.
Right. Okay. Right. So we have.
I do remember that.
I just turned blue, bro. Oh,
yeah, the blue sky.
And it's making a noise, my nigga. The sky's blue and it's making a fucking noise, bro. What the fuck is that, bro?
Yep. This footage from the new Spider-Man. This is Miles Morales.
Shit, bro, this shit fucking tweak, bro.
Clearly, this shit tweaked, bro.
Oh,
God. That young man might be president someday.
That shit just turned blue, my nigga, and it's making a noise, bro. Look at the sky, how it just turned, my nigga. Bro, this whole sky just fucking blue.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Whoa, Yo! Get the fuck out! Yo! Yo! Get the... Yo! Get the fuck out!
Is that Gino?
She's so happy.
No.
Don't mention Gino. That shit just turned blue, my nigga. And it's making a noise, bro. Look at the sky, how it just turned, my nigga.
It's just
bro,
a,
this whole sky just fucking...
The guy's on a loop. He's endlessly
excited.
Just in time for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
That's the great-great-great-grandson.
This shit just turned
I have blue. A dream. That shit turned blue, my nigga!
You said the same thing like during that scene in Willy Wonka where she ate that thing she wasn't supposed to?
Veruca's
Veruca. That bitch just turned blue, nigga.
She turned it blue. No.
She rolled him down the thing.
It's making a noise.
Yeah. Them Oompa Loompas singing, my nigga. Shit.
Oompa Loompa Dippity Whatnot.
This guy loses his fucking mind on the 4th of July.
Yeah, he's like a dog. They don't know what it is. They hear the noises.
I got sprinkles in it! Making a noise! Oh, boy. All right.
He kind of...
So we talked about the local news, right?
For a minute.
And New York City Crime Report will be talking about the story of a couple of transit cops who, you know, they just arrested a couple of guys like normal. The guys had attacked them. These guys are fucking bums, vagrants, pieces of human garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sue. And now they always do that because, you know, we have this.
De Blasio.
Yeah, the legal part of the whole thing, the city, what's it called? City Legal something?
Yeah.
Yeah, City Legal something.
City Legal something.
Is,
.com.
Yeah, they give away the money. Why don't we talk about this, too?
Is there numbers on like how much money he's given as opposed to other mayors?
What,
all
given?
Of it.
Yeah.
All of
or
it.
How much payouts from those civil cases?
Yeah.
They just pay out? Like,
they do. They
well, hate crime has gone up so much, they just have to keep writing checks, right?
Yikes.
Yeah. It's, I don't understand now. If you can't discriminate against people because they're trans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't discriminate, like if I walk into a fucking bar and it's ladies' night, I'm like, give me my fucking drinks.
Right. Because...
I'm a lady.
Right. Exactly.
No, fuck you. That's how I identify.
Yeah.
What can they do about it? Can't right. you sue them?
You can.
Wow.
For $250,000 or something?
Yeah, you could. Absolutely you could.
Imagine
you need to put this to the test.
Yeah, no, somebody, yeah. There actually needs to be a test case. People have been saying that for a while, that there needs to be a test case with that. Mm. Yeah.
It's again, I'd have to mention Bobo.
I'm a woman.
Would he be able to carry it through for the whole... Like, he would need to have, like, a lot of fortitude with it and not crack
He
at
doesn't
any
give a shit.
Right?
He's waded into some really weird situations. I don't know if he's above, I don't know if he's above that kind of thing now, but... He's a big star. Look, I'm on the cover of a book. Unwifeable.
Oh, look at you. Oh,
gosh. Isn't that great? Yeah, unwifablebook.com. Hey, that's on our wedding night right there.
Yeah, it's a wedding picture.
The real deal. Nice. Like that's we spent the whole night that way. I started figuring her. It's like I don't watch some TV.
At
the pink couch there. Yeah, that was right nearby at the hotel that we stayed at for one night on our honeymoon.
It's a hell of a honeymoon.
Look at this. This is an autographed copy that I have.
Wow.
Yes, this is a reserve for a friend of mine, and I'll pick it up when he gets a chance.
Johnny from Mass.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny from Mass. Yes.
Johnny from Mass.
I'm gonna say hey, from Mass.
He's gonna call in, Johnny.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
JFM, I call them.
JFM.
How about this Fast and Furious? We have some little people burning rubber.
Oh.
Why not? Unwifablebook.com is where you get that.
I was really hoping the sentence was over at burning.
Little people?
We just have some little
people. Little people burning.
Little people meaning Mexicans?
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
He just drifted it, my nigga.
This is... I don't think this is intentional.
Yeah. Just broken.
Wow.
This is great. Power wheels are getting so much better.
It is.
How power wheels.
I wish I was crippled.
It almost makes you want to be crippled.
Yeah.
All the joy you can bring to people.
Yeah, like, look how excited everybody
how excited
is.
Everybody is around.
They're rooting and cheering them on.
Imagine the nerve of them telling them like to cut it out.
Yeah, like you got to stop.
This is the only fun I have.
I'm crippled. You can't.
Taking the only joy away from.
Right.
I got one thing I can do. It's donuts outside on the fucking thing, and you're gonna take
wet.
It away.
Can't even do it when it's dry. It's got to be wet.
Mm. Something about gates. I don't think they're supposed to work like this. I don't know. Look at the gates. We'll go through some video. We have like an abundance of videos.
Which, good.
And they will all be just as shocking.
Okay. Oh.
Is that cripple guy?
Somebody die?
Oh.
Oh yes. Oh, and that's the end of him.
Oh,
he's okay.
No, he's fine.
I'm sure he's not okay, but he's what the fuck?
But he's upright.
Oh, yo, man. See it again. It's like, all right. Okay. You're supposed to stop for the fucking gate. You.
Oh,
rebound.
Oh, fuck.
He's gonna have a gate.
He looks like a kind of comically, like sort of timed run. Like, hit me, I'm open.
I like how the driver doesn't really stop for the gate. It looks like he's stopping for the guy he's
shit.
Crushed.
What's he by
and then he just got stuck in this, and
yeah,
truck just kept
came back. Just bounces back on him.
Not very good reaction times, Pat.
I know.
All right, so that was very good. Thank you, Drew.
Moved the whole van, too.
Right? Yeah, and shattered the window on that side. Oh, yeah, he saw it.
Where did that happen? We don't know.
Indonesia.
Probably. Indonesia. How about this thing from the red lights? Look at these red lights. A lot of these are very short like that. This is...
Okay. Oh.
Stop at a red light.
Oh,
my
Okay. Just plowed right through that Honda like it wasn't even there.
Yeah, and you know what it is? I think that's one of those Mary Kay trucks.
Delivering cosmetics by the vat.
Got a load of powder. We got to get there.
These bitches need foundation. Start.
Oh, no. And that's like the overpass. He pushed that Honda over an overpass.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because that's the edge of an overpass. Gone. Yeah, they're gone.
Holy turkeys.
That's bad driving.
Yeah, I would say that's...
I don't like to just judge.
Yeah.
Bad driving. I'm going to say it's bad driving. How about Fly Like an Eagle? Oh, boy. Steve Miliband. Mm-hmm. Ed Miliband.
Miliband. Ed Miliband.
Oh, shit.
Nails the landing.
Time keeps on slipping.
Wish we had like cards with numbers on them. I'd put up 10.
Right, yeah, that's 10.
Through the windshield. No shoes on your feet.
Is that?
It's weird how their shoes get knocked off. Oh, well, it turned out he was okay.
Yeah.
He was fine.
I mean, not alive, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to be dead. I remember that for Free to Be You and Me.
What is it?
It's okay to be dead.
That's
in the 70s. They had this Free to Be You and Me, and they had, like, it's all right to cry.
Yeah.
It's okay to be gay.
Right.
It's okay to be dead. It's okay if you're dead.
It is okay. All of you stressing out about being dead, like if you were dead. You know,
feel awkward sometimes when everybody else is living.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it goes through a whole thing. It's a sweet song.
Why did we just watch footage from the I Believe I Could Fly R. Kelly video?
Oh.
Is that what we're doing now?
Oh.
Hmm.
Fly High Like Some Other Kind of Bird. Oh, boy. This is promising.
Okay. Holy
fuck.
Yes!
It's almost like it was made to do that. I think this was set up.
You could not do that if you tried.
This was set up.
They couldn't.
This is a Johnny Knoxville thing.
That was Steve-O.
Holy shit. If that was in a movie, I'd go, the graphics were okay.
Right.
I mean, it's so perfect looking.
It takes me out of it a little bit because it's straining my disbelief, my suspension of disbelief.
Just like that. Strains credulity. Oh, hey, we have a phone call here. Let's take a phone call from John. Hey, John.
Hey, Chad.
What's up? What's shaking, you fucking faggot?
John, you never called me.
John.
You never called.
Hey, I got a question for Tommy. Tommy, can you take a question?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you were just on the topic. Do you remember, by any chance, do you remember your first blowjob?
I do, actually, yeah.
How long it take the guy to come?
There it is.
Hey, did you guys hear about that thing with the bikini climber?
Oh, yeah. She died of exposure, and boy, does she look good doing it.
We didn't talk about that show earlier, did you?
No. Let's have a look, though. No, we've been talking about lesbians with poop all over their face. Yeah, stuff like that.
Damn it. Well, I just took some blue chew. I was going to have to listen to the beginning of the show.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, have a good night. Talk to you guys.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for the suggestion, too. I forgot about this. This woman, she climbed a mountain in a bikini.
And died.
So smart.
Right.
So smart.
So smart.
Mm-hmm. So smart.
And
little bikini.
Yeah, very sexy, but dead.
Yeah.
And it takes so much out of
it. There it is.
Oh, it's okay to be dead if you look like that.
Yeah.
She was. How about a couple of facts on this one, Drew? And you can just.
I'm seeing common headlines say that she froze to death after she fell down. She had a massive fall, and she probably was stuck and froze to death.
So it's like 27-2. Eat her arm off.
But she couldn't make it through her arm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Somebody's with her there.
She's after the Instagram likes.
Someone's taking it.
A stone robot.
People are really going all out to be some kind of influencers.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, that's totally what it is.
Yeah. And she, what would you say her, was she's like Asian? Is that right?
Yeah, she looks Asian.
Filipino-ish.
Mm.
I'd give her Filipino.
Her face looks something.
Yeah, but she's got that.
Her name's Burmy Cold.
Oh. That was
pink socks. What a dish. What a dish.
She fell 65 feet.
That's Whoa. It?
Yeah.
That's far
into
enough.
Snow?
She's 36. She was on an 8-day, or she was 8 days into her solo hike.
8 days?
8 days into it. Where does she keep her snacks?
Well.
And she called a friend and was like, yo, I fell into a ravine and she can't move because of her leg injury, and they couldn't find her. They were unable to airlift her until 28 hours later because of poor weather conditions. By then the woman was dead.
Yeah, poor weather conditions,
but still in a bikini.
Well,
yeah. Oh,
there
this is what we need. Yeah,
this is what
more
we
of this.
For.
Yeah. Oh my God, look
She's
at
Japanese.
Her. So she would actually love that we're doing this.
Yeah, right.
Ogling her
that she wants.
Yeah,
it wasn't all for nothing.
This is just before the fall, I think.
Oopsie.
Just tipping over. Wow!
Oh, that's impressive for
Wait, wait, wait. Why just a glimpse of that?
36
I don't think
years
that's
old.
Her. Is that her?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
She is climbing the beach.
Hawk all about journalistic integrity.
Oh, my God. It's like just other naked ladies.
And guess what? I climbed her and my dick died from ex-boner.
No, he didn't.
BlueChew.com. Thank you very much, John, for picking up the BlueChew.com. Your book is waiting.
Did they send you some?
Free Blue Chews?
I get free Blue Chews.
I want
you. You get them. You want to?
I want to chew.
Well, you got to just get them for free by going to BlueChew.com, and then you hit /TCR.
And they give you...
You're going to get free Blue Chew. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That's what's up.
So do it.
Cool.
You promise?
Yeah.
Don't be a... Don't be one of those Indian givers of your word.
I promise.
Like Apu Geronimo.
Apu Geronimo.
Half Indian, half Indian. I'm going to use it on everybody. Yeah. Over and over again.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing I've ever heard.
That's great.
Can I tell that to other people?
No. Okay. No, you cannot.
You need to get it from the source.
I mean, just tune them into here. Squish, Crunch, Smash, a compilation of brutal car squishes. Why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to grab my bottle of water real quick.
No reason to say that. Okay. Let me give you notice on the next video now. And after that one, another one.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, I've seen this. This is good.
Wow.
That's what happens.
That was unexpected.
That's what happens.
And you're hanging around in your front yard.
Shouldn't have been standing there.
Nope.
Shouldn't have been hanging out in the courtyard, buddy. It's like, hey, where's Jim? Oh, there he is! Where is that drunk bastard? He says he's right outside the gate.
Coming in hot.
Can't you hear me knocking?
Your Uber's here.
Anybody?
Build the wall.
There it is.
See, you need more than a steel barrier.
What did they think was going to happen just standing there like that?
Yeah, fucking
wide open.
Cars
come flying across the fucking.
Yeah. How about this? How about a helicopter road test?
We got a couple more China crashes here.
Oh, China crashes are great.
They have the best.
Nothing better than a China crash. Look how flat their cars are there.
Oh! Wow. That guy ain't getting up.
Wait, they have the worst monitors. Either that or this is an indie race. What is it a race?
This is what it's like seeing through Asian eyes.
Ryan sees all day, every day.
He's got very Asian eyes. Oh, I don't. It's weird, but there's that one's not really doing much for me. Let's go to the next one. It looks too weird.
Yeah.
Looks too weird. More Asian crashies, though.
That's weird.
We will be going to Churchy's Chicken for a live feed. Not really.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, look at this guy.
He's asking for trouble.
Kind of.
What could happen?
Oh!
Shit, those shoes.
His shoes flying off?
What?
The shoes always come off.
Yeah, they do. They do. This guy is not in a hurry to get across the whole street, is he? He's sort of he's crossing it lengthwise, and it's like the
like this is
don't cross liberate. It vertically.
He's like, yup. God,
as a real life Frogger
across the street vertically.
Death by cop, suicide by cop,
suicide by car.
He came out of nowhere.
I mean, like this guy just comes out of nowhere. I mean, it is, you know, not a heavy traffic day. Plenty of time right after this car.
Yeah, no. He was trying to...
But why like that?
No.
I've never wanted this to happen to me.
No.
Oh, my God. That's got to hurt your shins.
Oh, my God. This is
it hurts everything.
I think it would also hurt, like, when your head, like...
Oh, yeah, just...
When your head whips, your teeth bang into each other. That's
find a way to keep you alive as just a head. That's what would happen.
I actually had a girl jump in front of my car, try to have me hit
him. No.
On McDougal Street in the Village.
Look, yeah. I apologize not for to that die, several though. Times.
No. She was trying to commit suicide.
Oh, bullshit.
100%.
If she wanted to die, she would... McDougal Street is very, very slow.
It is.
But it was... McDougal Street is down in the fucking West Village.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Single lane.
I was doing 80. Didn't get any speed up on that...
Or she was trying to get insurance money, one way or the other. But
that's what I think it was. Yeah,
she was. But I swerved, and she actually swerved with the car to try and like actually make me hit her. It was an Asian girl.
Well,
It was. I mean, not that has any bearing.
No, it does.
Well,
yeah.
Jungle Asian or like?
No.
Dot or feather Asian.
Shards of a Pujarano.
Yes.
Some boots. Oh.
Yeah. Have we talked about his boots yet?
My Nazi boots.
Was the first 9 minutes that Nazi I missed boots about his boots?
No. I don't have 9 minutes on these boots. I didn't even notice them, actually.
My Nazi boots.
What is the deal?
They're my
Oh, they're just waiters. Just no wellies. Big deal.
You got to pick them up higher because we cannot see them.
Thanks for the offer on talking about these boots, Ryan, for 9 minutes.
Cool.
How about the helicopter thing? Were you ready? This sounds good. I want to see all these videos.
I have something else ready. I don't know if this is the helicopter one.
All right. It doesn't matter.
It's just... Oh.
How about this?
Not a helicopter.
Semen.
Oh,
there's compilation.
That was also
car
bad.
Crashes.
Oh, this is the compilation.
This is the compilation.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fuck. Oh, God.
You don't walk away from any of these.
Man, they really are not kidding when they say Asians are bad drivers. I mean, this is just bad.
All
these things are just like terrible crashes.
It's all the same day.
Nothing's going on. Yes.
It's real time.
You're right.
This is why we got a ban trucks.
Traffic, usual accident everywhere.
This is a live feed.
From the traffic report. Yeah. Another crash. No big a deal.
Holy shit.
They were happy they got stopped in time, but then no. Oh, a different angle.
Dead.
Holy shit.
Dead.
Oh. Gotta be dead.
Dead.
Oh, no. No, you don't walk away from any of these. None of these. None of these are survivable.
1,500,000,000 499.
What do you do? You just pop out of your car and then you just roll if you see that coming.
I don't know. Yeah, you run.
There's no solution for something like that.
There's no solution.
No, there's just
there's nothing you're gonna do.
Just yeah.
F them don't even know it's coming. It's from the side or.
You know what? I forget that nobody
got no peripheral
hands
no.
on it.
They got no. There's got the you know.
Yeah. I guess you just don't see it coming sometimes.
Yeah.
Not but true.
I'll be dead one day.
That's what she said.
No.
All right. How about this? What's next? Well, just
now we got the chopper.
Video.
Let's keep going. This is great.
Don't stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is awesome.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I'm trying to do a little
takeoff.
How
hard could it be?
I guess that puppy's going to have a lot to do with this. That's Mike.
Oh, look at that whirly bird.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, shit. Oh.
That whirly bird.
It's okay. It's not really an expensive machine.
It's like when you lie on your resume. Like.
10 years experience.
I totally do it. I end up
breaking
a
cop.
It's like, stop, abort, abort. Oh, shit. It broke.
It's like when I try to fly a drone. Why is everybody
he
else
probably
so good
survived
at that?
That, though. That guy probably did walk away.
Well, he only crashed from 4 feet in the air.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'd say.
But at least he could tell people he crashed the helicopter once.
Guys, look at the guy. Got that guy. He's like, stop. Cut it. The guy in the blue.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
How was work today, honey? All right, what's
I would
next?
Still be screaming yeehaw.
First day as a helicopter pilot.
Did not get very far. That looks like some of those Wright Brothers type shits. You know what I mean? Those old black and whites where the guys like flapping their wings and shit.
Yeah.
Like stuff taped to them and they're trying to fly.
were like the African. Do you ever see the African airplanes?
African airplanes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the Africans try to build their own airplanes, and it's the funniest thing.
Sounds
yeah.
safe.
It's like quality.
Cinder blocks? Oh, I thought it was a team.
Oh, no. No. Like cinder blocks and cast iron, yeah. like
leaves and
shit. And they like interview them like, yes, I study airplanes and I feel that this design I spent a lot, and it's just a heap. Iron, and they're interviewing these guys, and they're dead serious about it. I don't know how everybody maintains a straight face through the whole thing.
Oh yeah, and they also claim it's also submarine.
This is a compilation.
they must have been licking
toes. This first guy is actually the best out of all of them.
Yeah, African aviation.
Oh, African aviation highlights. Okay,
they have planes in Africa.
That first guy was by far the most successful of all.
let's all mind our manners here.
It's Martin Luther King Day,
and remember, and we want to honor African.
Martin Luther King Day doesn't have much to do with Africa. It's an American holiday.
Well, here's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, we call them African Americans here. You know what they call them there? Just Americans. Because you don't have to. Yeah, find a good hill.
Oh.
Make sure there's a ramp. That's how flight works.
Wow. A ramp. So give it the...
Eaten by lions immediately. You wore his best blazer.
That was like some Napoleon Dynamite. Oh,
there's this guy.
Pretty sweet jumps.
I just like how all the villagers came out to...
Yeah, all the villagers come out to look.
And all the daredevils have similar names like Crash...
Evil cook. Evil cook.
That's not. Yeah. It does. It
looks like a hand glider. That could.
We had our first test flight.
It could.
On 26th of November.
You got to look up Zimbabwe helicopter also.
Okay.
I might just
at least just watch the videos.
I mean. Looks
like a
that
plane.
That one actually, I'm actually almost a little impressed by that one.
Yeah.
Almost, you know.
Almost.
I mean, you built a plane once, right? So, you know.
You didn't even build a hut.
There's more functional technology in the shirt the guy's wearing.
Are they still trying to invent air travel over there?
We're all wearing Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion shirts.
Yeah.
They never won this year.
I've been having... dreams of dreams. Playing ever since I was young. But I have not had the
just
support.
Just like Martin Luther King.
Exactly. He has his dreams.
I had a dream. It was an airplane. That's what's up.
This is my dream.
Keep dreaming.
It's the right on, brother.
Years of planning and watching war movies.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Hey, guys, he's got his key. Turns the key.
Cholinga, ndikunena kuti ndionetsele.
My intention is
Felix Coimbri.
That Malawians, too, can do what the whites do.
Why does he got to bring race into it?
Yeah, exactly.
We had some challenges with the wiring system resulting in short circuits.
Yeah, the wiring is
making our lights not work.
But his herpes away. Jesus.
Well, they have these English interpreters. They sound very intelligent. He had some trouble with the wiring system.
That's hilarious. Civil Aviation Authority's approval. This is better than their tactic of yelling at gravity. Yeah. Every morning to gravity. Stop it! Let us fly. We throw a spear at it.
Oh, I know this one's from the kingdom of Wakanda.
Yes, it's vibranium, all of it.
It's about to go into like warp speed right now.
Oh, yeah, oh, he's gonna.
That is a van, isn't it?
That is a fucking hot dog truck.
Cart. No, he's got a little stairs.
Minus the truck part.
Oh, see,
it's a hot dog.
That was the hardest part to build, the stairs.
Doesn't need wings, just stairs.
And shit.
They're overloading this.
Load it up.
This one's actually set to go to Mars.
It's hard.
That's hilarious. The fucking door.
Just a little bit faster.
Again, like, to Drew's point, I've never built anything this good. I would have loved to have had that.
Thursday last week, Gabriel DeRito was confident his twin sister aircraft
These guys are like the coyote.
Either elevate him to a pioneer in aircraft manufacturing in Canada.
He wants to be a pioneer in aircraft.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
But he encountered the first challenge at his backyard.
gravity.
The plane would not fit into the truck he had hired to transport it to Cancun.
That's going to take a long time.
Holy shit.
I forgot he chained it up and he's going to remember
Gabriel and his team did not anticipate the mishap that followed. The plane collapsed. But that did not mean the end of the road.
Going so well.
The mechanics did their
part. How much time did they put into this? To just build these shitty fucking...
And the IT specialist,
the spirit,
Dan Pilot,
though.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like to leave the ground.
There's got to be one that works, right?
We want to leave it.
Get us the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Right.
There's a genocide right
the
now.
The second and third day so ended would like without escape. Much success.
Do they not know we already figured this out?
I know.
To get this plane powered by a Toyota NZD engine and a chloride exit battery,
better not be
to make sure it would fly.
God bless them. Even if we able to make it 3 feet or 4 feet,
it's my yard.
Moved a big step.
No comics in the room.
So in a spirited mood, they gave the aircraft the push they thought it needed to gain momentum for takeoff. A crowd had formed, anxious to see a potentially historic moment.
Historic moment. Oh, this is historic.
But just when it seemed ready to take the lead,
collapsed
once again.
At what point would that be?
Gabriel was happy, but surprisingly, his spirit was unbroken.
I'll go back to the drawing board and
could have used the runway.
Design the landing gear
innovator.
Better.
Innovator.
And also study a little bit more about the landing gear.
Couldn't
according
say
to his judgment, the problem lies in the rear wing. He says
he's
it is clear they can't
innovator.
Support the weight
board
of the 800
way to fly.
That was something else. Yeah, I could watch that all night.
Oh, no, they're great. And there's a million of those.
Why do we feel superior, though? It's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, remember this guy?
So,
oh,
yes,
shit.
That's him. That's
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He built a plane.
My God. Hi, y'all.
The innovator.
Innovator.
My God, innovator.
Get him off. That's enough. All right. We have a man licking the doorbell and one drunk woman at an airport. Those are always fun.
Let's go with the airport.
All right. Airport ready. 76.
It's a great movie.
Airport 75. I liked. Report 1975.
No! Oh, yeah.
No! No! Give me out of here! You fucked up,
I'd fuck her.
Rapist.
Get me out of here!
See, that's proof.
Damn it, we have to take her seriously, guys.
That's right. Leave all women.
Leave them.
Congress the kingdom.
Get me out!
She's a gun. She had a gun.
Yes, let's put her on a plane immediately.
How about we put her on an African plane?
She's done. She's left. She's done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got it out of her system. Yeah. That's the way it is. You just have to, they just want someone to hear them.
Is that in Vegas?
Sometimes they want many people to hear them.
No.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I think it was in Florida. Mm. And she got arrested after that.
Second part.
Really?
Oh,
there it is.
Part.
Yeah, this is her getting arrested.
What a fucking surprising end to that.
Looks like she's getting raped right there. Oh, God.
She's clearly a rape is in progress.
Well, she needs to be raped.
The guy's like 5 feet away.
Some need it. Sometimes he gotta.
You ever hear that
song? It's good for him.
Some women need to be raped.
Raped by TSA.
Some women need to be raped. I love that song.
I love a good song with a good message.
Man is cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do we get to see a guy licking the doorbell? If we go through these quickly, we're going to be good. We're going to make it on time.
Good.
As long as you don't show the video of the guy dicking the lore bell.
Sheesh.
Oh,
get it?
Well,
king, why the lore bell?
Why do this?
For 3 hours, right? Wasn't it?
For 3 hours? No.
If you've never tasted a doorbell, you haven't lived.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, was it like a hot girl that
lived there? It's a lot like a fingertip.
Yep.
Yeah. This is just like a hooklet.
Wow, that is obsessive compulsive disorder.
He does this for either 30 minutes or 3 hours.
Until she comes to the door.
Yeah. However long it takes.
3 hours is
for the long haul.
I can see 30 minutes. I can see like maybe 20 minutes of this.
You know, for three hours.
3 hours?
Three hours,
you're crazy. You're crazy.
30 minutes of this, okay.
Yeah.
Almost.
40 minutes of fine.
Now you are crazy. You're crazy.
Maybe two sort of instances of doing it.
Yeah.
25 minutes each.
Right. Who hasn't licked that doorbell for 10 minutes?
Who, yeah.
She knows,
you
know, he knows she's watching.
Lose track
and he's
of
like
time. You start hearing that noise, that bing, bing.
Maybe 3 hours, he's nuts.
Maybe he knows that she watches, like, the camera, and he's like, look, baby, this could be you. Like,
maybe.
He's, like, auditioning. Like, this is an audition.
I can ring your bell.
I can
Good.
He looks like he's good at that.
Of course that was in California. Where the fuck else would it be?
Well, the guy looked Mexican, so of course.
Well, he did not look Mexican to me. He looked like it was dark outside.
This guy will ring your bell with his tongue.
I'm going to see what Mexican.
Maybe he was hired to do that.
He is Mexican, you know. Yeah. Like, can you imagine coming to the United States across the border to do that?
Right.
They have the best doorbells.
I will lick.
They have the the land of doorbells.
We got to keep them out. if they're going to come and lick our doorbells, what's next? I think he's going to make it. It says, well, this is good. This will be good, I'm sure.
Close but no cigar.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's close. Close. Yeah,
he's like, oh, no. Bridges.
Wow.
That looks so reliable.
I mean,
maybe if the camera guy got out of the way.
But he drove off the bridge, which stayed.
Nope. He's like, dude, could you get out of the way?
Oh, my God.
the camera guy fucked it up for him.
You're right.
I think you're right. He didn't want to run over the guy.
Wow.
Somehow he pulls out of that.
He made it.
How the fuck?
Through the hard part.
It's like, dude, get out of the way!
Wow, what a dick. Yeah, that cameraman fucked him up.
I once fell out of a bathtub when I was showering with a woman because of something like that. She was heavy, and she took up a lot of room, and she bumped me out. I mean, I fell out of the tub, held onto the curtain, pulled it down. Like, this is on you.
That's the funniest part about it, too.
Look at them. Yeah, no denying it at that point. Right. It's fucked up.
Those are the funniest falls too, because like usually like the curtain doesn't just flop out, like it holds you there for a second.
And
like,
then you until the tension gets too much, and it's like
half an instant. Ding, 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 right? Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah,
all right.
Bunch of fun ways to fall.
How about a bicycle built for two, real quick?
Okay. Do they die?
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh!
Yeah. No, they died.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, that's fatal.
Fuck!
That's
fatal. Oh, that doesn't feel good at all.
No, that hurts.
Not a dent in the truck.
I think there's blood there too.
Ford.
Yeah, that's blood.
Do you see any Ford movement either of them?
Is it just like maybe not? No, I don't think it is blood. Or
some of these people riding around on motorcycles.
That's a dead one.
Look at that! I was hauling around through the quarry. Well, thank you very much, Drew. Thank you for being here. You did a great job with all those videos.
Thanks, guy.
Uhuru.
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 And Pete?
Does Uhuru mean like
freedom in Swahili?
I'll get it to Pete. Freedom in Swahili? Yes. Is it like a communist thing?
No.
It's sort of it.
I talked to a South African lawyer, and at the end of the interview, I'm like, Uhuru!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and
it's totally a socialist African thing.
Whoa.
Which is not what I meant at all.
Yeah.
I meant to just say a cheerful, queer Uhuru. Uhuru.
Yeah.
Proud of your boy, is it?
Wasn't in on the joke.
Anyway, whatever. So
make things weird?
I'll be at Dangerfield
tomorrow. Hung up right after.
No, we're all the way on. Yeah, Dangerfield tomorrow. Tuesday, 9:20. And I'm sure that we'll have a great audience. And Ryan Katz-Rivera, where can we find you these days?
This is the most important thing for me. I just started a SoundCloud. I've had it for a while. So all my little musics are up there.
Oh.
So if you go to my Instagram.
Quite a talented musician.
And this is a
very good,
very talented. Sadwater is a company, and they're like trying to red pill people one bottle of water at a time. And they sent me water.
Okay,
all right,
awesome.
What's this shirt you have on? Water. You made these pants.
I made these. Who
cuts
shirt.
Your hair?
Well, I'll get to that.
So Thomas Palladino,
yes.
Thanks for being here. And you doing anything we need to know about?
Nah.
I got so much shit.
He's doing this.
Basically this.
Andre, you kept your shirt on this week. That was weird.
Oh. Well, I wore two shirts just in case.
You see that with two paper bags. Larry Izzo, Axe Exterminator, thank you for being here. Thanks for dropping by. Good to see you. Nice of you to come. Glad you could make it. Come and hang out on the couch anytime. You're always welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure. I mean it.
I'm sleeping here.
Well. you have to kick Gino out of the couch. Thank you, Pete. And crimereport.nyc. Go there. Get too woke to F. And see you tomorrow night at Dangerfield. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. And good night. Thank you to our audience. Some of the best. Woo! Then you tickle.